like a Russian. End of discussion. Dance like it got concussion. Oh, put a doll inside a doll. Party like a Russian. Disco seduction. Party like a Russian. Oh, have it like an oligarch.
Podcast episode number 178. This is me, sneaky, filthy Tom Torero, from inside the white van in Luton Airport, living the dream, having a cup of tea. Don't let anybody tell you I don't live the millionaire lifestyle. I'm in a white van, sipping tea. I've just come back from the snowy Baltics and I'm en route to Wales, just for 24 hours to drop off the van, pick up some gear, not drugs, but filming equipment, and then onwards to the biggest country in the world. There will be no day game hibernation this year. I am going to Mother Russia on Monday and beginning this project. The title of today's podcast, the 1010 Harem Hustle. So my mega project for this year in the country where I believe the most beautiful women in the world reside, certainly for me, for my definition of extreme beauty. That's where I will be for at least 10 months of this year, off and on, for this project. And when I'm not there, I'll be here in the van. Well, not here. I'm not going to be sitting in Luton Airport, but there's another parallel project. So today's 1010 Harem Hustle announcement is one big project. And then part two of the Black Sheep Bandit tour in the van is the second project. I won't reveal it now, but from late February, early March, this van will be out of the UK and it will be going into the wild. So the difference from last year is that I'm separating the two projects. Last year was all about day gaming in the van, parking the van in the middle of a city. That was the stress. That was the hassle. Pulling girls into the van was fine. Actually, less LMR, as I've said before, less ASD, as long as you seed the van. But what wasn't good was a lot of motorway driving, a lot of long distances between cities, and then parking in cities and hiding in city car parks. What this van is made for, it's not Luton Airport, it's forests, it's lakes, it's mountains, it's rivers. It's the stuff I was doing in Canada many years ago with Craig Cassidy. So that's what I'll be doing next year. Will I be meeting girls along the way? Yes. Will I be trying to perhaps get some of the Russian girls from the 1010 project into the van for some nature van trips, naturist van trips in the bang bus? Yes. But the two projects will be separate. There is a third project, which I shall hint at, and that's what I'll be writing when I'm in the van. And I promised I would never write a book of lay reports again, so I won't. But I feel I should tie all the loose threads together of the Black Sheep Bandit philosophy. And where better to write that than in the van, in the middle of nowhere? So that's what I'll be doing. All the themes, not just about being free and in control and holding the frame with women, but how that extends to your whole life. That's my mission. When a guy says, Tom, what's your mission? It's not necessarily the next bang or even the next year, like this documentary filming project that I'm about to announce. It's more of a belief system, a life philosophy. And for me, that is the Black Sheep Bandit. Not conceding the frame, not settling down, not growing up, but being free, being happy. So that's what the new book this year will be about. So before we kick off looking into the 1010 Harem Hustle, just a few announcements. I'm back in the UK, but I was, as I said, in the snowy Baltics where I nearly got snowed in. The flight was nearly cancelled. But on the penultimate night of 2018, I pulled off one more notch, incredibly, after 9 months of a cat and mouse long game thing. I won't tell you the story now. It's on the blog. Also on the blog is a guide to planning your own 1010 mission, not for 10 months like I'm going to do, but for 10 days. And I've been doing this, I think, since 2012, encouraging you to go out there and step out from behind the shadows, from behind the keyboard, from behind Twitter and your blog, and go and do some pleasurable day game. And in the beginning, I think in 2012, it was the 7-7 challenge. So 7 days, 7 approaches a day. And then in 2014, I switched it up to 10-10. 10 days straight, 10 approaches a day. So that's 100 approaches. Each session make it about 2 hours. And that's enough for you, if you're a beginner, to learn the basics, knock the approach anxiety on the head temporarily, if you're a beginner, through desensitization. And most importantly, see the day game funnel in action. So you're approaching 100 girls. You're gathering X amount of phone numbers that lead to Y amounts of dates, which leads to Z amounts, hopefully, of lays. So I encourage you to do that. That's why I've done that guide for going out and doing your own 10-10 mission. That might be in your city, that might be in another city. Where to do it, when to do it, how to record it, the ups and the downs, the logistical information, that's all in there. So that's a big blog post for you to dive into. What else have I said? Yes, in 2019, there will be no live in-field coaching from me. Last year, I did a bit in the Middle East. I gave a talk in Asia. I did a boot camp with Anthony Hussle in Munich, and I did a couple with Bexter and Mystery in Russia. But this year, no live teaching, because I've got this project to do, and I've got the van trip, and I've got the book. But I will be, from wherever I am, carrying on with coaching calls. So, forgive my burps. It's a change in altitude. Let's blame it on the change in altitude rather than last night's alcohol. Yes, I will be carrying on with my coaching calls throughout the year. I use WhatsApp audio now. And that's an hour's coaching call with me from anywhere in the world where you are. We just work out the time zone and we listen to your MP3s in field. More on that later. We go through your sticking points, we create action plans, etc. So if you're interested in coaching calls, email me, tom@tomterrero.com. Okay, the 10-10 project. I was waffling then, and we are almost a third of the way through the podcast. 10th year in game, 2019. This is my 10th year in game. Actually, I was dabbling very loosely in 2005 and 2007, but really this is my 10th year in game. And in 10 months' time, in October, I'm going to be the grand old age of 40. I'm going to be an old bastard. So again, 10 and 10. And like I said, I've been running these 10-10 challenges every year since 2014 for the 10-10 challenges. So I thought, rather than doing one 10-10 mission, originally I was going to do 10 cities, 10 missions, and see what happens. But recently, the good news is that got the green lights, got confirmation, got the actual thing. I got a year's multi-entry visa to Mother Russia. For me, the greatest country on earth for beautiful women. Certainly not the easiest, not the fastest sex. But I love it. I've even written a fucking book about it. That's how much I love it. There's the plug for today. Cold calling. Picking up girls in Russia and Ukraine and Moldova and Belarus and Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, Czech Republic, Slovakia, Poland, etc. So I won't go into the specifics today, but that's why I'm going there. And I'll be going there every month for 10 days. And for those 10 days, I will be completely in field. So I will be doing 10 approaches a day. Like I said, no hibernation. This is going to start very, very soon. 10 approaches a day for 10 days. So that's 100 approaches per mission. And then you times that by 10 and you get to 1,000 approaches. And then you get to my 40th birthday and hopefully a 40th birthday party with a lot of biatches. That's right, the Tom Terrero Harem. So notice the second part of the title is Harem Hustle. So yes, the big theme of non-monogamy, of secret society, of jealousy and pre-selection. So girls knowing about this thing, not pretending to be their boyfriend, doing the bait and switch, keeping them around, because my aim is that obviously they're going to be hot and young and I'm going to bang them. Often I recommend not having a harem. When you're traveling, it's not a good idea, and it slows the player down. It drains your balls, quite literally. But this year I wanted to show things beyond the bang, because guys often ask, like I've done a podcast on, what happens beyond the bang? Tom, can you even keep them? Because you're a degenerate day gamer. So I'll be showing you how to keep girls around, give them the talk, verbally or non-verbally, introduce them to each other and throw a gigantic 40th birthday party in true Russian style. Have it like an oligarch, as you heard at the beginning, a doll inside a doll inside a doll. Party like a Russian. It's going to be kitsch, it's going to be lavish, that's the aim. And some guys have asked, well, that sounds crazy, 1,000 approaches a year, 10 days a month. Well, an active day gamer will know that's less than normal. That's certainly less than I've been doing for the past decade. Usually I do about 1,200, 1,300. And I've been day gaming non-stop for most of each month, and that's what leads to burnout when you do back to back to back to back months of day game, and you travel and you travel and you travel. Now, don't get me wrong, traveling around, covering all the cities you want to see in the world, having a good time, enjoying the travel, ticking everything you want to do off the list, that is great, and that is a rite of passage, and you should do it. But believe you me, I've certainly done it. I'm not saying I'm over it. I'm not saying I've completed my tick list of certainly non-day game countries and places to see, but I have looked for my perfect type of girl, and I can say, hand on heart, it's in Mother Russia. Let's say I stop a stunning girl in London and she says, I am from Russia. And I stop a girl in Miami, I am from Russia. And I stop a girl in Sydney or South Africa, I am from Russia. So you go to the source. Once again, this is not Pussy Paradise. They look stunning and they might give you a bit of initial interest and you might even get the number. But then, as I said in that last podcast, based on the previous Russian mission in October, the troubles begin. You have to know how to hold the frame. You know how you have to know how to do the royal flush. You know, you have to know how to pass shit tests. Getting the second date, maybe even into the third date, and getting to sex, it's tough. So that's what I'm going to show. I'm going to show it from the lead generation, which is gathering leads into your funnel, then your lead conversion, and how I do lead maintenance, so the pinging and the copy pasting, and then getting the bang, keeping them around, like I said, for repeat notches, introducing them to each other directly or indirectly, them knowing that this is the love of frame, and everything leading up to October. It's about, what do I usually say, 10 kilometers per day. So this is a hell of a lot of walking. I met a guy in the Baltics, actually, a very nice guy. I think he was German. We had a good chat. He seemed like an active day gamer. And he questioned the whole 10 kilometers in 2 hours. I think, if you're listening, sir, you might have been thinking in miles. Because I used to be a roadrunner, a skinny roadrunner. And usually just, well, an average runner can run 10 kilometers. It takes in between 50 and 60 minutes. And if you walk 10K, it's around 90 minutes or 2 hours if you're waddling. Yep. So with day game starts and stops in a big city like London or New York or Moscow, yeah, it's 10 kilometers per session per day. So that's 100 kilometers per month session, as in the 10 day, and then it's 1,000 obviously over this project. So hopefully that's my lots of hopefullys here, because I'm making promises, but fuck, there's a gun to my head in the fact that I'm filming this project, the infields and the dates and the texts and what happens, and I've got a deadline, and this is how I work best. This is how stealth seduction was done, announcing it, being accountable, having a gun to your head. This is all good. So I've put it out there now. I've got the plane ticket and the accommodation and the visa. I'm going to bloody well do it. Less talking, more action. As we said in last week's podcast, raw dogging it. That is the underlying theme for not only this year, but the whole black sheep philosophy. Now, that gives me 20 days a month of not doing day game. And thank fuck for that. Right, so only one third of the month is day gaming, strictly, not going below or above 100 approaches. And that gives me 20 days of the month to not talk to girls. For example, at the end of January, here's me living the dream, the G lifestyle. I'm going on holiday with my mum and her elderly female friend. Two women, let's not go down the threesome route jokes. I'm taking them to Cyprus and we're having a bit of a sunny January. Actually, there might be snow on Mount Olympus. It's one of my dreams to try and ski Mount Olympus. There is a ski resort. But anyway, an example like that. In February, I know I'm going skiing, hopefully if my knee's okay, with Mr. A, with Alex in Poland. And then for March onwards, those 20 days when I'm not day gaming will be in the van doing the Black Sheep Bandits tour in nature. So time off day game, that's very good. That's more time off than I've been having in the last 10 years. So I can't wait to do this. I also can't wait to, weirdly enough, although I said I would never make another documentary film, I can't wait to look at all this footage when this mission in October is over and A, edit it together into some kind of movie. I'm not sure what yet. I'm not sure how I'll be doing the monthly updates, like a day game diary like I did for Hustle On. But I'm excited to see the footage and to have that so that when, in decades to come, I'm an old man in a care home with some hot Filipino Korean nurse wiping my ass, I'll be able to say, hey, watch this, and put on this video of the year where I built up this Russian harem. So again, gun to the head principle. How are we doing on time? Good. We are halfway through, so let us zoom out, because you're thinking, well, Tom, this is very egotistical. Once again, Tom, you have a ginormous ego. That's right, that's what girls say. How does this apply to you, dear listener? Because you might not be able to do 10 months of day game. Fair enough. If you can do the 10-10 challenge just for 1 month, that's fine. As in 10 days, 10 approaches, be strict on yourself, get the wheels moving, maybe record it on your dictaphone or on your phone with the headphones coming out of your jacket, coming out of your t-shirt. What I think we could do is have you anonymously on the podcast. So here's what I think we should do to get guys out from the shadows, out behind their blogs and keyboards and forums. Send me a recording, an MP3, not a WAV, just to make my life easier, an MP3 of you in field. Not an instant date, so not 20 minutes. Not a 1 minute number close is gonna flake, okay? A typical day game approach, which is 6 to 8 minutes, let's say. And I won't say your name, I won't say your location if you don't want me to. If you really want anonymity, I can
put a filter on your voice, like on the old Crime Watch programs, but it'll make you sound like Darth Vader. And really nobody's going to care or know.
So it's anonymity. It's not an infield video. And what I'll do is a bit of day game diagnosis here on the podcasts. I'm not sure how many I'll get. And let's say I get a dozen. That would be great. A dozen guys around the world actually doing and recording day game. I'll put them in the episodes. And it's not to laugh at you. It's to highlight what you're doing well and to give you a bit of free coaching, but it will benefit everybody. This is what I do on the paid coaching calls, breaking down a guy's infields, looking for his sticking points. But it'll be really useful if other guys can listen in on this. It'll kick them up the arse as well. Like I said, once again, the idea is not to ridicule, to laugh at. It's shared learning, holding hands, shared learning with a bit of day game diagnosis. So record your MP3, make it high quality, put the dictaphone in your top pocket, not in your jeans pocket. It will rustle, okay? Or get one of those, what they call lavalier mics, which plug into your phone or your dictaphone and then you clip it onto your t-shirt with that bit of fuzzy stuff to stop the wind. That's good. A phone's okay, but what's the problem with a phone? Well, when you go to number close, you have to pull out the phone and angle it towards you. Otherwise, she's going to see that, oh, look, he's recording the set. It's not illegal. A, you're in the audio recording, and B, it's in a place where there's no expectation of privacy. It's a public place. It's a street. So don't worry about that. Send it to me, tom@tomterrero.com. Maybe I'll only get two. Maybe I'll get 200. But we shall see. That'll be in the podcast this year for you, your version of the gun to the head, if you like, day game diagnosis. Okay, the last bit of the podcast. Let's zoom out even wider and think about the themes of this project. Let's think about the themes of this year. 10-10, Harem Hustle. Well, first of all, I want you to see it as a funnel process. Of course, there's skill. And I talk about your edge over the house and improving your odds. So this is not just blind spam approaching. But once you get competent, you can see it as a funnel process. That's what I see it as when I land in Russia next week. I will do the approaches. I will see what come through to texting. Then I will see what come through to dates, second dates. And then I will see what comes through with coming on the bed with lays. So that's useful to think about. Running a day game mission as well. All the technicalities of that. That's why I wrote that blog post. It's on tomterrero.com. You know, what city to do it in, what season to do it in, where to stay, how do you arrange logistics back at your apartment or your room, should you do it solo, should you do it with a wing, what about the roller coaster of emotions, all that stuff. So think about wider day game missions. And no, you don't need to travel. My first 2 years of day game were in London, in my home city. So definitely learn day game in your home city, unless you live in a tiny town. And you can run the 10-10 mission in your city. As long as you can find 10 girls a day to approach, that's fine. And the guy will say, well, they're not nines. They're not catwalk models. I didn't open her because I wasn't attracted to her. I say, man, the boxer's just on the punch bag. He's fighting his trainer because the fight is in 6 or 9 or 12 months' time. So I say to every student on my coaching calls, you want the skill set, not the girl. So when I used to teach a lot in field, I would open guys, not in a gay game way, but I would say, hey man, I love your boots. Where's the horse? You know, you look like you're out of Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Da 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 da. We would stack, we would vibe, we would get the hook point. And there's a story, I've forgotten which book it's in, where I actually closed the guy because he turned out to be a session musician for, I was going to say the Pet Shop Boys. What am I thinking of? The Beach Boys. The Pet Shop Boys. I wouldn't have taken his number. That would have been a risk. But the Beach Boys. I met this dude, a session musician in Santa Monica. And the students, their jaws dropped. But it works on guys. It's a skill set. It's a hustle. It's a persuasion skill set. So, fine. Warm up in your 10-10 mission on fives and sixes. Okay, and then try and bang a seven and then go for your dream 8 or 9 when you make that trip to New York or LA or Tokyo or Paris or wherever. Okay, what else are you going to see this year? Well, Harem Hustle means abundance, non-neediness, even having one girl. That's too close to none. This year I'm preaching and explaining, like I did in Below the Belt, non-monogamy. The whole idea of being a player, the clue is in the word player, you're playing the game, is that you have options. You don't stop the first girl you find. You don't, quote unquote, settle down and get into all those mindsets we heard about last week. You're playing the game because humans aren't, as I explain, monogamous. Okay, we might be monogamish for 2 or 3 years to raise a kid. But certainly in human history, in human evolutionary history, we are not monogamous, as in pairing for life sexually and no cheating. Doesn't happen. So once you accept that, you have abundance. And I'll need to get a girl quickly, a second girl quickly in Moscow, so I'm not a needy little bitch. Because even if she's hot, you're thinking, well, then there's the third girl and the fourth girl and the fifth girl. And can you imagine the number of contact details and how I'm going to have to fucking spreadsheet it all? To remember to ping them all, copy paste them all. Where are they at? Was it a first date? Did I have a second date? How far did I get? Which Anastasia was it? Which Maria was it? Which Svetlana was it? If you've been to the former Soviet Union, you'll know what I'm talking about. And this happens very quickly. Within a few days, I'll be on abundance. Can you imagine after 3 months, 5 months, 9 months, fingers crossed at the birthday party? It's going to be nuts. So I'll show you all that. It's one thing to read about having a harem, but to see it being built and to see it being maintained and kept and expanded, that's going to be great. Because on Stealth Seduction, it's just, you know, meet her, date her, banger. Meet her, date her, banger. There's a threesome with Craig, a spit roast with Craig. Not as gay as it sounds. But yeah, mystery's always on about multi levels of game, not throwing the fish back. So that's what I aim to document. You'll hopefully see in that the magic of pre-selection, the magic of jealousy. Because what does the nice guy think? What if she knows? What if she knows you're seeing other girls? Instinctively, you think, fuck, that's going to drive her away. Well, as I've said many times before, and there's a podcast on pre-selection, yeah, you get a few days of her freaking out when she discovers the Tom Torero website. But then what happens? She wants you even more. She's addicted to you. It's pimp level game. The sex gets better. You can fuck another girl with her, as I do at the end of Below the Belt. I give you all the text messages to show you how I did that, taking a bisexual girl and a straight girl. They both knew about the Tom Torero thing. They both knew it was non-monogamous. And then we had a threesome. That was the end of 2016, I think. But hopefully all that good stuff will happen. Wouldn't that be nice? Have it like an oligarch, a doll inside a doll, quite literally. That would be a good party. I'm not sure if I could film a lot of that, but anyway. And the wider theme is celebrating freedom. So from non-monogamy, you obviously have, you're not under the thumb. You're not tied down. You're not pretending to be monogamous and cheating on the side like a lot of shock horror players and day gamers do. And most importantly, you're the black sheep bandit. So you're not letting anyone shame you for being non-monogamous. And a lot of guys, you can't believe it, they are pickup artists. They might even be day gamers, and they're saying things like, sex is wrong, sex is degenerate, sex is filthy, you need to stop, you need to settle down. All those lovely love letters that we had last week in Santa's mailbag. You can hear last week's podcast. It's amazing that that doesn't just come from the wacko game critics outside of the community, but actually a lot of guys, a lot of pickup artists are doing it to be monogamous. They just want to find that one girl. So, yeah, I'm nailing my colours to the mast by nailing lots and lots of girls this year and showing how to do it. Okay, we got 2 minutes left of the podcast. I've got a few questions, so I might go over time because I asked guys on my blog if they had any questions about this project. Let me have a sip of tea. And we got some interesting ones. Right, will I charge for the documentary? I don't know yet. It's a bit like Hustle On. Until I've filmed the footage and seen what I've got, like when Craig and I did Hustle On around the world, we don't know what's going to come out. Then I will decide. I ended up giving Hustle On away for free, but I will be doing free update videos on YouTube as well as these podcasts. It will hopefully be out at the end of 2019. Will I do it solo? Most of the day game, yes, but there'll be a camera on me, so you can say no. I've got 4-5 wings in Russia that I was day gaming with last year, on and off, certainly eating with, spending time with, having a cup of tea with, moaning about my leads with, having a walk with. So yeah, I'm not going to be alone in that sense, but I like the whole military tiger, you know, getting it done, focused, in the zone-ness of solo day game. And a wing is really just when you've got a bit of approach anxiety. I say start with a wing and then get to solo. Another guy said, how do you tell girls you're non-monogamous? What do you do if you fall in love? Well, those questions kind of give away the fact that you're doing day game in boyfriend mode. Right, you're doing the bait and switch. You're pretending to girls you want to date them, meet her mum, go to church. You might be taking her out for dinners and concerts and all that stuff. That's lovey-dovey. And I say in Below the Belt, girls should know from the second you approach certainly from your texting and certainly from your dating, that this is a non-monogamous thing. You rarely face that. It's implied. Okay, she'll give you the talk. Hopefully we'll capture a few girls this year giving me the talk, the ultimatum rather, and then you giving them a soft talk about, look, I like you, I'll see you once a week, but I'm not in the right place, etc., etc. That's in below the belt. And also how to stick to the lover rules. There's a Tom Terreiro YouTube video called Lover Rules. And if you stick to those, for example, not texting her every morning and evening, not letting her sleep over, not doing public displays of affection, not walking around the park and having picnics, all that good stuff will stop you being the boyfriend. Another guy says, and the second part of that question, what do you do if you fall in love? Well, I fall in love with every hot girl I meet on the street and number close, but abundance. Abundance, 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 abundance. Multiple sources of affection. I'm not against love, as in loving girls, loving your family, loving nature, loving dogs. But from girls, when the average guy says he's in love, he means he's Mr. Needy. He's in lust. He's in scarcity. He's getting his oxytocin from one person. And if you've heard my podcast on affection addiction, still one of my favorite podcasts, you'll hear how to get multiple sources of affection, and that's exactly what a harem is. The next guy says, I've been told by Wings, Moscow is one of the hardest cities in the world for day game. Should a beginner try if his frame is not so solid? Where would be a better place, a better location for learning? He's 34 and he's from Sweden. Well, you live in one of the most sexually liberated countries in the world, Scandinavia. This is the great thing about modern women that the monosphere moan about. If you want to get laid fast, do it in London or New York or Barcelona or in Stockholm or in Gothenburg or in Oslo or in Helsinki. Sex is like coffee, okay? And their first date lays, maybe same day lays, very fast. Russia, no, it's certainly not easy. So I would A, learn game in your home city, then try in a place like Helsinki, then try Tallinn for some semi-Russian girls, then try Prague for some Russian tourists. See if you can hold the frame. You'll get stronger over texts and over dates. You'll switch up your style a little bit to stand your ground. You'll have read cold calling, so you know all the country-specific tips. And then, yeah, take a trip to Mother Russia. Every man should. We shall leave it there. It's 32, 33 minutes, so I'm saying, once again, happy, healthy, horny 2019 with no mental masturbation or procrastination for you or for me. Get out there, you say fuck it, you raw dog it, you get your hands dirty, you get stuck in, literally, metaphorically. Let your actions speak louder than your words or your tweets or your writings on Tinternet. Yeah, so you log off. Sounds cheesy, but it's true. You log off, you hustle on, and the game is only played in field. So listening to this podcast doesn't count. Talking to your wing doesn't count. Reading books doesn't count. Even watching a Tom Terreiro documentary called 10-10 Harem Hustle doesn't count. You've got to go outside, talk to girls. That, my friends, is the aim of 2019 when we raw dog it together. That sounds suspect, but you know what I mean. Next week I'll be in Russia, so I'll speak to you then. Goodbye. Body like a Russian, end of discussion, dance like it got concussion. Oh, put a doll inside a doll. Body like a Russian, discuss seduction.